Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning, everyone. This is Deborah Vaughn coming to you live from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada, where it is a gray and overcast day, but we're not going to complain because it has been such a dry summer that the rain is like, it's making everything green again. It's looked like straw out there in the garden and the grass. So today is a wonderful day to welcome the rain. And I hope wherever you are enjoying your weather. Well, it's Friday. It's the beginning of another summer weekend. And I hope that you can take some time to relax and enjoy it. I was thinking about weekends and remembering that when I was a kid, that one summer day seemed to last forever. Maybe this is your experience too. Remember how bored we'd get if you're a mom or a dad, you've got kids, they get so bored so quickly. And we were there too. We'd get restless. I have nothing to do. What can I do? And we'd look to our parents to, you know, give us something to do. And not chores, though. Couldn't be chores. But, you know, something exciting and worthwhile for our time. But we would get so bored. I'd get so bored. It would be like an hour would be like a day. And when I was younger, I lived in Toronto near the beach in the East End, and I had a group that I hung out with, and we'd go riding on our bikes. We would ride around until our legs fell off, and really, when you think about it, I was very young to be riding my bike so far. It was different days then. We'd go down to the beach, and we'd be playing in the water, and of course, we'd be like over 10, probably 12, 13. So we had some sense about us, but maybe I'm an overprotective mom, but I wouldn't have let myself go out so young and without supervision. So we would go down to the beach. We'd play. There was a tennis court there. There was a park. We'd bring our baseball gloves. And yet we still spent a lot of time being bored. Oh, there's just so much day in our time. Now it seems every time I turn around, the morning has shifted somehow magically into night. And how does that happen? Here I am talking to you, and the next thing I know, I'll be stretching and yawning and getting ready to say goodnight to the moon. The days just fly by. Part of that is because I know that we all lead very busy lives, and there's no question about that. And weekends that you look for, thank God it's Friday kind of thing, and yet the weekends can be just as busy, if not busier, than the weekdays because we're trying to catch up with all the things left over from the week, but we also want to do those extra fun things besides. What pressure. I remember going to a friend's cottage for a few days. This often happened, actually. When I was younger, we'd go up to the cottage, and they didn't stop the whole time they were there. We'd arrive, we'd, you know, put our gear in our rooms, and we'd, you know, open a bottle of beer or something, and the guests, would be geared to sit and enjoy for at least an hour, and they went, boom, right into work mode, getting things ready, clearing things off, making sure things were working all right, and the only difference between being at the cottage and being at their house was that there was a lake that they could jump into every now and then. It was a lot of work. And so our days fly like that. Our weekends fly like that. We're busy, busy, busy. If we're not doing something, we're doing something else. And it's really difficult to build in some downtime into our day. I find this is one of my biggest challenges. I'm the first one to complain that I've got too much to do to sit and read a book or, unless I've had something pertinent to what I'm, a project I'm doing, or to go for a walk, or heaven forbid, do nothing for a while but sit and just sit and watch TV. But, you know, we can't push ourselves continually. We can't push ourselves and expect to be happy campers. We have to balance our work and our play, or else we get really, there, you know, there are negative consequences, and it can make such a difference to our lives. I'm preaching to the choir here, I know, and I'm preaching to myself today. If you're feeling tired, grumpy, resentful, just plain pooped, the thing to do is a great kindness for yourself. Take some time to recharge. Have that nap. Drink a glass of wine on the patio. Enjoy the summer day wherever you are. Turn off the phone and the computer and the cell phone. We're constantly being tagged by our electronic devices, people wanting us, people finding us. We become addicted to news, to instant things coming through on our Facebook and on Twitter. And sometimes we just need to take a break from that too. You know, it's really kind of startling when you're in a public washroom and a cell phone goes off next to you, you know, in the next cubicle. It's like, okay, it's encroaching too much now. You know, we need some time just to be alone, just to be. So hopefully this weekend you can have a mini staycation right in your own house, in your backyard, in a local park. You can just take even an hour to go and enjoy, to take some downtime, to do something for you, something, you know, Kelgon, take me away. A nice bath is a wonderful thing, a bubble bath. Just some therapy, just something that you will enjoy. It's amazing just how a little time for yourself can make a bad day get better and a good day become stellar. So here's to a wonderful weekend. Let's take a moment and offer a prayer to bless this day. Loving Creator, we give you thanks for all the possibilities and all the promise that this new day holds. We ask you to go before us, to set your angels around us, to protect us everywhere we go, and to protect everyone we love. We hold before you now the people in our life who need to know your healing grace, who need to know your help, your support, your guidance, and your direction. And we lift up our own needs to you, giving them over, knowing that you will deal with them graciously to our highest and best, so that we can focus on the wonder and the beauty of this world and enjoy it today, and enjoy all the good things that come to us. We thank you for every blessing. May we be affirmed and empowered to be a blessing to others in this world today. Amen. Thanks for listening, everyone. Remember to join us Sunday at 10 a.m. for our service of worship here at Holy Angels. It usually lasts about a half an hour. And it's basically a prayer service with a homily. We can't really do communion over the airwaves, but if we could, we would. For more information on this, just visit the website at communitycatholicchurch.com. You'll see the link there. Or you can visit the my parish website at holyangelscommunity.com. You can actually join us if you like, become a member of our online community. If you feel so moved to offer a donation for those giving gifts of over $25, I send you one of my handcrafted crosses, which you'll see information about there. Or if you like, I can even send along a guardian angel for your purse or for your to wear as a necklace. But we thank you for listening today. We thank you if you've been moved to offer a donation, as many have. We bless you. It helps us defray the costs of this website and the Blog Talk Radio costs, and we are really grateful for your support. Thank you very much. You guys have a wonderful weekend. God bless. on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb saying have a fabulous day.